Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast, the podcast designed to bring you information to help change your life. Today I'm going to talk about diet. There's so much confusion. Every day there's a new diet. Every day there's a good food, bad food. You should eat this one. You shouldn't eat this one. This one will hurt you. This one won't hurt you. The truth is, genetically, for the most part, people are geared up for different kinds of diets and will respond differently. Some people respond well to a high-fat diet. Some people respond poorly. Some people respond to a high-carbohydrate diet, and some people won't. That doesn't mean eating sugar, fast-processed food, high-temperature cooked food, packaged food, where you can't even understand what's in the label or on the label. So what if I find that's really valuable? And I'm going to tell an interesting anecdote. I had a client who I've been working with very diligently, and she's doing absolutely fabulous. She's a senior. She's turned everything around. Toby has gone from a post-stroke situation or a minor stroke situation to fatigue to just not being healthy. And we've turned around both with the supplements and diet. But here's the interesting part. So Toby was going to an event, and I saw her the other day, and she said, there was, I think, it was corned beef. And she ate it and felt horrible, which wasn't necessarily the case before. And it wasn't necessarily the case that there was something wrong with the corned beef, because everyone else who ate the corned beef did fine. So what was going on? Her body was so clear and tuned in now that it was sending her signals. This food doesn't work. And we do have this internal wisdom, but it's been turned off. Certainly tons and tons of sugar has turned off that listening to sugar. I have observed when people get clear, they get off the sugar, they do supplements to balance their insulin functioning. What happens is, they don't want the sugar. Not only that, but the sugar makes them feel bad. So the key is this listening, which has to do with how well your liver is working. Very, very important. Your liver will send you signals. Your gut will send you signals. I mean, if you get an uncomfortable, bloated feeling in your stomach, obviously the food's not good. And if you can eat the food and it doesn't bother you particularly, and it seems to settle in your body well, then you don't have a problem. We just don't know, and it's been certainly a frustration to me as a practitioner, that there is no one diet. There are guidelines. Yes, taking good amounts of fiber is great. You grow new probiotics, whether it's flaxseed, or for some people, beans. So, you know, I can't eat beans. It doesn't make me feel good for whatever reason. So beans are great, and your greens are great. And it's easy to do a search on high-fiber foods. That's, you know, everything's on the web right now in health and nutrition. So looking up a high-fiber diet, if it works for you, yes, it is healthy. But for some people, for instance, I like inulin. Inulin is a wonderful prebiotic. It tastes sweet. And I'll add it to my diet. And I find it really works. And yet there are some people take it and they bloat and it makes them feel uncomfortable. So you have to do experimentation. You have to experiment and listen. That's really, really the key. And example is, you know, canines. You know, for the most part, unless you have with lots of junky dog food, okay, as opposed to real food, all the processed kind of dog food, have subverted their natural instinct. But otherwise, they know what works for them. You know, they'll smell the food and say, I don't want that food. Okay, but it might be great for another dog, but it's not great for this dog. So yes, we couldn't have survived all these millennium without some food instinct. There was no internet to look up, well, this food's okay, this berry is okay, this one's not. There wasn't even, you know, for the most part, writing. You go read a diet book. Yeah. So how did we evolve a survival mechanism? By an intuition and a knowing and eating a little bit of something and saying, oh, this is going to be poison me. This is really bad. Okay. And so there's an intuitive food mechanism that's been distorted. And sometimes doing a modified fast, okay, for, you know, with lots of hydration might actually be helpful, you know, to just clear the system. And certainly doing nutrients like milk thistle. I like the thistle in extract. It's a little stronger. Dandelion, the herbs is Schizandra, all very healthy for the liver. Broccoli seed, which I talk about all the time in these podcasts. Glutathione. These are all very, very beneficial nutrients that can help support liver function, which then should turn into better intuitive listening for your diet. And also, paying attention. Okay, it's this not paying attention to the eating. They even found that when people try to lose weight, eat slower and without a distraction on your cell phone or whatever is distracting you, or watching TV, they actually get filled up faster. Which is nice, and there seemed to be improved weight loss. So I know this seems obvious, but for many people it's not, because we have marketing of diets. Today it's the keto diet, before it was the gluten-free diet, and on a hypoglycemic diet, the Canada yeast diet. Yeah, there are some medical issues. You might have a real gluten problem, and you'll know as you change your diet and you feel better. You might have a fermentable carbohydrate problem. For lots and lots of people, eating fermentable carbohydrates, things that are prebiotics, like, you know, pickles and cabbage and kimchi, is wonderful. But for some people, in higher amounts, they don't feel good. So don't give your power away to internet marketing. Use health professionals like myself or a conscientious physician as a real health coach to help you see what works for you. That's the message. We have tools and we can give guidance, but it's you that will determine what works for you. Are you getting up clear in the morning now, popping out of bed, you know, less brain fog. Or no brain fog. You don't want brain fog. It's not good. And do you have a nice clear color to your skin? Do people say to you, wow, you're looking really good? Well, that's a good sign that your diet's working for you. So we come to the end of this podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, I always say at the end of my podcast, subscribe so I know that you're going to get the newest updates. And please feel free to share this podcast with your friends and family. So it motivates me to do more podcasts. So thank you so much for listening.